It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Oost? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So I guess if you're evil in life, just a really bad person, whatever you want to call it, I think some people, they go from the cusp of bad person into the territory of evil. I think that can truly be said for some people's behaviors. If you're that person in life, isn't it likely that you're going to be that way in death if you're a ghost? Does everybody magically see the light or see the error in their ways and fix them? No, they don't. And after doing this show for almost 9 years and hearing story after story after story of encounters with dead people, pretty much if they were good in life, they're still trying to be good in death. And if they were a horrible, evil asshole in life, they're still a horrible, evil asshole in death. Still up to their horrible ways, even over there. It's disheartening. It's sad, but it seems to be what reality is for many spirits. Just how far will they go? Just how much can they impede on our lives here in the living, though? That's a question that we have to ask in our next story. As one woman's abusive husband gets what he has coming to him and is actually shot and killed accidentally outside of his apartment. Good thing for the family and for her, but he doesn't rest in peace. Exactly what does he do in death? That's what we're about to find out. Take a listen. While driving in Dallas, Texas back in 1971, my third to oldest sister met a guy from a small town in East Texas. He served in the military, but I don't remember which branch. They started dating and she brought him home to meet the rest of the family back in West Texas. Our family had just met this guy because we wanted what was best for her and her young son. When they arrived, we could sense that there was something wrong with this guy. He wore black shades all the time and he looked mean and violent. He had this thick black goatee beard and would not talk much and certainly did not like for his photo to be taken. He'd sit in the chair and just stare straight ahead, and sometimes he'd be sitting there just wringing his hands and grinding his teeth as if he were wringing wet clothes out. It was just a weird thing to watch him. He'd completely zone out and his eyes would be transfixed on nothing. He didn't realize he was being watched at times, or maybe he did and just didn't care. I was 8 years old at the time, but I tell you, I remember him very well. This guy just looked like he was part of something that just was not right. Like a deep, dark, evil person. I remember one of my family members saying that they got bad vibes being around him. My sister married him in 1971 in a genuinely nice ceremony. My family tried to be happy for her and supported her choice, but it was soon hell to tell the captain, if you know what I mean. He started beating her up, and I mean brutally beating her, and even did something to my nephew as well. She continued to stay with him. Time rocked on. It was the year 1973 and would prove to be a year to remember in more than one way. I just turned 10 years old on June 4th and Marvin Gaye's song Let's Get It On was released on June 15th, 1973. and was tearing up the charts. This song was a true hit, and Marvin Gaye was a man on fire. Every time you turned on the radio, the song was playing. Later, you'll see the relevance to the song in the story. One day, one of my aunts was driving south to Dallas and saw him standing on the corner at a store. While driving past him, she noticed how he was dressed, and she could not believe her eyes because now he was sporting a shaved head with a thick goatee. Even though he had on those dark shades, she knew there was no doubt about it. That was him. She drove on to her destination, called my sister, and told her that she saw him, and he was dressed in a dashiki and those thick high-heel shoes that the men wore back then and is even sporting a shaved head. She even told my sister where she saw him and what he was doing. My sister could not believe it at first. He was supposed to have been at work. Second, she just had seen him that morning before she left going to work, and his head was not shaved. And she sure did not know him to own any clothing like that. That evening, when he came in, he was dressed exactly as my aunt had described, shaved head and all. My sister asked him about his clothing and his head and the fact that he had been behaving so strangely. This man was already strange, so to be behaving even stranger than before, one could only imagine. He did not want to talk about it, and they got into a fight. That was his way of not having to answer any questions because he thought he was a big shot, man of the house, and the woman was lower than he was. The next day, he went to her job and jumped on her and took her paycheck and dragged her out of her workplace, still beating on her. Her boss called the police, but when they arrived at her job, he had already taken her and left. He was beating her all the way home to their apartment. He got out of the car, went to the side, opened the door, dragged her out, and was still hitting her. But fate stepped in. And in their apartments, two men were fighting one another. Both left to go into their apartments to get their guns. One of the men that was in the altercation was bald, so when my brother-in-law came around the corner dragging my sister, the other guy started shooting and shot my brother-in-law, pushed my sister out of the way and yelled, "Run! They're after me!" She turned and started running and ran into the iron stairwell and gashed her head open. My brother-in-law was shot dead outside those apartments by the men that mistook him for the other guy he was fighting. I tell you, God is a way of moving mountains. My mother was at work when she received the call and left and went home so she'd be there to break the news to the rest of us to get ready so she could go be with her sister who was in the hospital. I still remember it like it was yesterday, pulling up in front of our house with one of my sisters as we were singing the song that was playing on the radio at the time, which was Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. It was a number one hit at that time and was played on the radio over and over and will always and forever remind me of that day. My mother went to Dallas to be with my sister and be with her as she went down to his hometown to the funeral. He was only 24 years old at the time. When the funeral was over, my sister moved out of her apartment and in with the second to my oldest sister and her husband and family for a while. My brother-in-law did not rest in peace. Every night, he would start from the back door of our house. You could hear the screen door open and close with a huge bang, and the wooden door opening and then closing. Then those heavy footsteps of those thick, high-heeled shoes from the 70s would start walking from the back area. It would stop at the back bedroom and walk on through the kitchen to the front bedroom and stop in the front bedroom, which did not have a door to it, which is the one I slept in. It would then turn around and go back the way it came and stop at the last bedroom again and then leave out the back door. This went on for the longest time. We told our sister about him looking for her, and she'd be so afraid to visit our home because she thought he would find her and follow her back to where she was living. After his death, we found out that my brother-in-law was involved in organized crime, drugs, and some other illegal activity. One of my sisters that is right before me had a boyfriend whom she told of the haunting to, and he didn't believe her. So one night my mother was at work, working overnight. My stepfather was not there, so my sister had her boyfriend over at night. It was about 12 a.m. It all started. The back screen sounded like it opened, then the wooden door, and by this time her boyfriend got out of bed and was going to be this brave, bad, hard guy that you can't scare. So he went around the corner, just as it sounded like the door closed. The walking started, just as it always did at the back bedroom, stopping just at the door, never going in, as though he was just looking in, scanning the room to see if she was there. My sister's boyfriend had walked to the bedroom door and was walking right up on him and stood there as if face to face with him. He couldn't see anything, but he could feel the energy and knew someone was there. The entity just turned and walked on through the kitchen and to the other rooms as it always did. My sister's boyfriend turned, ran, got dressed, and out the back door he ran. He never did try to spend the night over at our house again. This happened about 4 years later. One night while lying in my bed, I heard the footsteps begin as usual. They never would start at the very same time each night. It would vary. He'd be there, that's for sure. I was asleep and the footsteps stopped at my door to my room. My room did not have a door to it, and I'm thinking, well, sweating under the cover, that he's standing there too long. Why is he still standing there? Why is he not moved? He walks in into the room. I didn't hear him. Suddenly felt my bed covers sliding off me, and my nightgown sliding up. I reached down, pulled my gown down, and pulled my covers up on me. The covers slid down off me again, and my gown slid up. This time I could feel some hands on my legs, feeling on me. I jumped up out of my bed, turned on the light, started cursing him. My mother heard me and ran to the room, and I told her what happened. I was frantic. She prayed with me and told me to never curse at them. She said to pray and ask them, "What in the name of the Lord do you want?" That incident made me feel as though there's no limit to what ghosts, spirits, or whatever we call them can do to people. I prayed and prayed after that and did not get an ounce of sleep that night. My third sister, who was married to this evil man, eventually moved into her own apartment, went back to school, became an RN, and years later had another son, but sadly, she suffered a massive stroke at the age of 49. We love and miss her so much.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.